Imagine a traditional city and consolidating its footprint, designing to protect and enhance nature. The line will be home to 9 million residents.
Is this how we're going to be living in the future, ladies and gentlemen? Here's a new video we're going to be reacting to about a city called The Line, where millions of people live on top of each other on a singular stretch of land, all vertically. Let's get into it. Welcome back, guys. And before we get into today's video where we talk about the future of civilization and how we inhabit this earth, how we live together, how we coexist, before we talk about that, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a video because we're constantly talking about interesting stuff. This is a video I didn't anticipate us making, but it's going to be surrounding a new city that Saudi Arabia is planning to build called The Line. Before I even attempt to explain this, let's watch a video that explains exactly what this city is going to look like and how people are going to live within it. 9 million residents in this city.
For too long, humanity has existed within dysfunctional and polluted cities that ignore nature. Now, a revolution in civilization is taking place. Imagine a traditional city and consolidating its footprint, designing to protect and enhance nature. The Line will be home to 9 million residents and will be built with a footprint of just 34 square kilometers. And we are designing it to provide a healthier, more sustainable quality of life. The Line's communities are organized in three dimensions. Residents have access to all their daily needs within 5-minute walk neighborhoods. And the line's infrastructure makes it possible to travel end-to-end in 20 minutes with no need for cars, resulting in zero carbon emissions.
What?
By leveraging AI technology, services are autonomous, saving you time and effort. Designed by world-leading architects, the line is 500 meters tall, 200 meters wide, 170 kilometers long, and housed within an elegant mirror glass facade. Intelligent solutions create efficiency and year-round temperate microclimate with natural ventilation. Energy and water supplies are 100% renewable. The line is designed as a series of unique communities, offering a wealth of amenities, providing equitable views and immediate access to the surrounding nature. With 40% of the world accessible within 6 hours at the heart of the globe's key trade routes, a place for commerce and communities to thrive like nothing on Earth seen before. The Line, the city that delivers new wonders for the world.
Dude, this sounds like a movie trailer. Like, this legit looks like a trailer for a new sci-fi movie where everybody's forced to just live on top of each other and then all the communities, like, break out into an uprising against the totalitarian government or something or other.
It's definitely setting the stage for something Orwellian.
Dude, yeah, it definitely is. When they, like, highlighted the different communities, I just imagine all these different cultures, like, fighting each other in this vertical line. Like,
yeah, I'm like, where are the people that are, like, in the basement that are the resistance, that are, like, hiding and planning to, you know, overthrow the regime or whatever.
I'm going to try to give it, you know, its fair shake for not being a totalitarian organized city, okay? And imagine what this actually looks like. Because they started off this video saying, you know, for so long, human civilization has been ignoring nature. To me, I can't think of something that ignores nature more than a city like this. Does that sort of make sense to you?
I mean, I guess, but it's like, humanity has just sort of evolved and our cities have grown as people gather around rivers or trade routes or whatever, and or oceans. And this lacks any of that, like, natural growth, or it doesn't explains it away as like, oh, we just don't care about the environment, so we just build these massive cities and make it this horrible thing. And this thing is the solution. I don't know.
But dude, I'm not going to lie. It looks pretty dope.
Yeah, it does look cool.
I would surely go to visit if it was a thing that, like, you could come and be like a tourist in for like a couple weeks or so. Hell yeah, I'd do that. I'd check it out.
What was that movie with Chris Pratt that he was like on a cruise ship?
Passengers.
Yeah.
Passengers.
This gives me those vibes.
It does
too.
Totally gives me those vibes. So everything is accessible within, what they say, like a 5-minute walk or a 20-minute walk or something like that?
Your neighborhood is everything's in a 5-minute walk. And then I think there's like high speed rails that take you from one end to the other or whatever.
Dude, that's wild. Imagine it's just like a high speed elevator and you get it and it's just like, you just swipe yourself over to the other end of the city. That is so wild. I mean, it's so hard to even fathom that this is ever going to be a real thing. Like, I feel like if they said now it's approved, we're going to start building it, which I believe they are working on it already. Does this even develop within our lifetime? Are we dead by the time this thing is done?
I mean, I'm sure they could build like 1 5-minute neighborhood cluster
right.
thing. That's not
right.
going to be 170 miles long and, you know, whatever many million
right.
meters high or whatever they said.
Yeah. It's a lot. Okay, so Matt Walsh tweeted this out and he said, I'd rather be dead than live in something like this. Do you share that sentiment? I don't know that I'd rather be dead. It seems a little dramatic.
I mean, in the future, maybe this is just where you're born and the cities that you live in, where you do life. I don't think your life could be completely devoid of meaning in something like this. And so in that sense, I wouldn't rather be dead. But
right.
it does feel like a restriction of freedom in a kind of existence that is not really that human or free, and I'm not really
yeah.
attracted to it.
I don't know, because they mentioned like you can travel from this place to any part of the world within 6 hours is what they speculated, and you have access to all of the world's nature at some point within a distance that is reasonable for all people. So it sounds like it's just a hub that people live in but can utilize and stay in for as long as they want and then leave at whatever time. Of course, it was created by Saudi Arabia, so who knows what that really means.
That's the whole thing, though, is like this whole thing is designed by someone, and it's like this enclosed system. It's like, yeah, you can access nature when you go through the access point that we created for you
right.
to go out to, and you can have all your needs met in this little neighborhood that we closed in and created for you. And it's
right.
like, that's just, it's not free. It's not, I don't know, it's not something you can just like explore. Like, compare that to the Wild Wild West or exploring the open prairies of America.
Right, of course.
Like,
and even so, it's like we slowly inch ourselves into having things regulated and having bureaucracy attached to things. Like, yeah, back in the day in America, you could literally roam, live, be wherever you wanted at any given point in time. You want to go to a national park now, you have to go through the little access point and pay your $15 to go through. So I think we are slowly compartmentalizing as it is. This is just an extreme application of exactly that.
Yeah, and I, you know, for a country like Japan, for example, where there's like crazy population density mm-hmm. and very little land, something like this kind of makes sense as like something that evolves naturally out of necessity.
Yep.
But for these billionaires in Saudi Arabia, just kind of coming up with this and saying, let's just plant this artificial city. I mean, they kind of already did that with Dubai.
Yeah, yeah, it's grandeur.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess you can, and if people want to live there and they'll be happy, maybe, but it's
I'm
just...
Sure.
There's an inescapable sense of dystopia that comes along with this.
Right. But I imagine there is 9 million people who would choose to live in this city, at least for the time of just like, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is a real thing. And we get to live here. Wow. What an insane experience. So I imagine that's true. You know, so often when we're having discussions about climate change, which seems to be a theme going through this video of like controlled climates and having access to nature without destroying the nature with human civilization and all these things, there are the climate change people who say, no, we need to change everything now. We need to lower our carbon footprint. We need to work on emissions or whatever. We need to undo a lot of the mess that we've created. And then there are the climate people who say, yeah, well, yeah, climate change is happening, but innovation is what's going to get us out of climate change. And, you know, holding back on regulations and allowing people to innovate as human civilizations naturally do is the way to battle climate change, or at least to withstand climate change. And that seems like an option for the people who say, you know, innovation is the key. But am I fond of 9 million people living on top of each other in your little 5-minute square box that your life is now centered in? Doesn't sound great. Doesn't sound great.
No, and I have questions too. It's like mm-hmm. there's like, oh, it's going to be 100% renewable and everything's just going to be this utopian
right.
thing. It's like, okay, how are you going to do that? Like
right.
what Are y'all using fossil fuels? Are you using, I mean, they're saying no, but what is this renewable thing? How does it work? And it's like, it's very easy to make this like 3D CGI video.
Of course.
I think I saw somewhere in that article we read about this that they've raised like $200 billion today. It's like, this is $200 billion is not going to touch the surface of what something like this would cost to create.
Yeah.
And so to have all these grandiose promises of how utopian it's going to be just seems like a stretch.
Yeah, let's read a little bit about this city just in case you didn't get enough from the video. So Saudi Arabia is planning to build an entire city along a single line of 100 miles long and just 20 meters wide. 200 meters wide. That'd be very narrow. Just like crouching through each other. Flanked by 500 meter high mirrored walls, officials say the megastructure will offer up to 9 million residents a temperate climate, and short commutes, all powered by 100% renewable energy. Yeah, there definitely needs to be an expansion on what that means. I wonder if like the mirrored walls and everything play into effect with like solar paneling or something like that.
Will they have a Uyghur labor camp nearby where the slaves will be manufacturing these solar panels?
Yeah,
right there now,
literally just underground, people living underneath the city like little rats. Unbelievable. It's designed to host businesses as well as housing inside numerous vertically stacked neighborhoods, with residents facing a maximum commute of 20 minutes from one end of the city to the other. That's pretty baller. I'm not gonna lie about that part. The 20 minute commute from one side of the city to the
other.
Yeah, look at these little things that they've set up together. This is where we start looking real dystopian.
There's one rowboat in a city of 9 million people going through the river.
Look, yeah.
How long's the line to get into that boat?
Straight up. I'm just like, how does any of this work? I wish the video was a little bit more in-depth. It says Saudi Arabia's press agency released a clip from the latest designs for the city on Monday. They showed a sleek, futuristic, and surprisingly green utopia with a rooftop garden and equitable views from any point. Officials say the design would also benefit the natural world, using a minimal amount of land. It also places residents close to dramatic desert landscapes, rock formations, and the ocean. That you can just like look at through your mirror.
I mean, the views, sure, everyone can share, but right. Okay, I live in an apartment complex here in LA, and there are amenities. And let me tell you, they sell you on the amenities because you're walking through and you're doing the tour, and it's like, oh, wow, they have a pool and a little garden and all these little common areas that you can use and a gym and
right.
all this stuff. And you get in, and then you move in and you never use that stuff because there's always like 1,000 people like falling over themselves and kids running around the pool, and you can't go out there and relax. And like, yeah, so they're showing all these like, oh, you'll have a garden with 9 million people trying to use it. It's like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, what does this actually look like when it's brought to its full scale? It says the city is part of Saudi Arabia's ambitious NEOM project, a sustainable regional development spearheaded by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, which, great guy that one, right? In recent years, he's been trying to change perceptions of that country from 1957 until 2018, did not allow women to drive. We mustn't forget that. I couldn't even drive in 2018 in this country.
How are they going to fit the LIV Golf League in this city? Are they going to have like an indoor golf course utopia?
It sounds to me as if like this is just going to be like a metropolitan area, sort of like a downtown LA. Like you go for a visit and of course some people live there and you're like, oh, well, I guess some people live there, but I'm just here for the visit. I'm here for business and then I'm going to go back to my normal life.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, but 9 million people will live there. So you're going to wake up in your little pod and then go to the cafeteria and get your bug sandwich before you go do your sustainable labor.
It's just wild. All of this is like, it's dope in theory.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks super cool. It looks like a really cool movie that could come out that maybe like, I don't know, like a Christopher Nolan or something could like spearhead the plot on that one.
Yeah,
however,
I don't want it
in reality.
Well, also, by the way, I'm sure in your pod you can have a little VR headset and experience all of the metaverse without having to actually go out into the world. You
exactly.
can experience as much nature as you want. Maybe your little pod can like spray nature smells in your nostrils and you can feel the wind and the water.
It's like going to a 4D movie.
Yeah. I mean, who needs the real world when?
Horrific,
it's like,
guys.
You're like inches away from the Matrix. You know? Have you seen the Matrix?
Yeah, I've seen The Matrix.
Okay.
Yes, I have. I haven't seen the full series. Okay, so I've seen the first Matrix, right? And then I went to watch the newest one, and I got like 15 minutes in, and I was like, oh, I gotta.
Yeah, I mean, they do get worse one after another. But the first one, you see like they're like the machines use human beings as batteries,
right,
plugged in, like, and the, yeah, and they're all little,
disgusting.
Yeah, it's like we're not that far off.
We're not
with something
that far
like
off,
this,
man. Yeah, just plug being yourself grown in, buddy. Life a little too hard for you right now. Just escape reality forever. Forever. We'll read a little bit more about this. It says it's not yet clear exactly how much this mega city would cost to build, when it would be completed. When it would be completed, nor how expensive property will be. But Saudi Arabia wants to raise in the region of 200 billion. What is their currency?
You're putting me on the spot. I don't know.
I don't know what their currency is either. Hold on.
Oh,
let's
look
up. What is Saudi Arabian currency? What is it called?
Rial.
The rial.
Rial. I
okay.
almost said Riyadh, but that's Riyadh, but that's the capital. So rial
okay.
is the currency.
So
cool.
There you go. We're cultured. We're learning things.
Yeah.
We learn things every day. But 200 billion of them. And much of this would be government
well,
funded.
Pounds.
Oh.
But even so, that's got to be close to the dollar at this point. I mean, the euro just became less than the dollar. So.
Fair enough. Guys, you learn something new every day.
But by the way, like just the, I think the SoFi Stadium here in Los Angeles for football games cost $2 billion to make. So, and this is much bigger.
Oh, way
scale.
Larger.
Like, this is like way bigger than 100 of those stadiums.
Imagine if you were living in this city and something happened and like the power grid got messed up or something and everything went out and you're just like all on top of each other vertically. Like, how does this work? I would love to see like a more detailed setup of like, what are like the exit routes? How do you travel from here? How do you fly out from this city? Like, logistically, it sounds like a nightmare. Like, look at this. Looks so cool, right? But this is really easy to probably build in like your 3D engineering computer software program. This in reality, how does that look? I don't know, guys. But put your thoughts down below. Is this a city that you would personally find yourself living in, visiting? Would you stay as far away from it as you possibly could? Or is this something you'd truly be interested? I would truly be interested to see this built out and see it sort of come to fruition in whatever way it does. And just to see what type of people end up deciding to live there. Again, the logistical questions that I have, I would love to see that play out. And whether or not this is the actual future of civilization, it is a pretty cool experiment to try out and build.
It is, you know, and if you think about, like, it's preferable to live in something like this versus, like, a slum in Mumbai or a
right.
favela in Rio de Janeiro.
Right.
And so, you know, this could be an upgrade for people. And I know that in the Middle East, they do import a lot of labor from countries that are lesser economically developed.
Yeah.
And so maybe this could be a step up for people that could benefit from it. But like you said, I'd rather, like, watch this whole thing from a distance. And
yeah,
look
for quite
inside
some time.
The goldfish bowl from afar.
Exactly.
Before jumping in.
And who knows? It might be one of those Truman Show things where they're living in this city and everything's filmed and it's going to be televised for all of us to see, because essentially that seems like something that would happen in a space that looks like this. 100%. Look at that. Tell me that doesn't look like something that's going to happen there. Anyways, guys, maybe there will be YouTubers who like move to this city and start doing like YouTube vlogs and stuff. That would be, that would really be what YouTubers out here in LA would truly do.
If you guys want to see Amla Epinobi do a vlog from this dystopian city, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, my next video is be like, I spent 6 months in the dystopian Saudi Arabian micro vertical city.
You got to make sure you read the laws before you go, because you don't want to get stuck there like Brittany Griner. Like, I'm not saying you'd bring weed there, but you know,
true.
Let's say I don't know, something's illegal that you have in your suitcase, and next thing you know, you can't get out of this dystopian nightmare.
I can't think of a worse
box.
Place to be represented than, I mean, to be arrested than in Saudi Arabia, honestly, you know.
No, I mean, yeah,
North
that's
Korea.
The thing too, is this like Sharia law applies?
Yeah, like what type of laws y'all got going on over here? Because
at least you wouldn't have to drive, so, because you can just get on the train. Maybe you'd be allowed to ride those and show your face. I don't know.
But yeah, let me know, guys, what you guys think about this. What do you envision is actually happening in the city? Do you have any logistics questions about how it's going to work out, how it's going to be funded, how you get in and out of this place? And would you live there? That's what I truly want to know. I don't hope that this is the future of human civilization, but it certainly is a cool little project. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Again, make sure to give me your thoughts. And please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a new video for you guys. And we're constantly posting. If you'd like to listen to the podcast, go to Google Play, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review to let us know and everybody else know that you love the stuff we're putting out. Thank you so much for watching. Bye-bye.